For 6 months, the battle for the Democratic nomination to replace Delaware Governor John Carney has been a two-person race. WHYY's Chris Barrish reports that a third candidate has now joined them in the primary race.
Colin O'Mara is a former Delaware Environmental Protection Chief who currently heads the National Wildlife Federation. But now he's joined Lieutenant Governor Bethany Hall Long and Newcastle County Executive Matt Meyer in the fall primary. O'Mara has never run for office, but says he'll be the true progressive.
It's clear that folks want an alternative that's more progressive, that's got a bolder, kind of a bigger agenda, that's really focused on some of the biggest challenges we're facing, whether that's our public schools, the future of the economy, future of working families, future confronting climate change, and addressing these fundamental rights.
Meyer scoffed at the notion that the new candidate will be the most progressive. He cited his county's conversion of a Sheraton into the Hope Center for Unhoused People and teaching computer programming to teens.
There's going to be a lot of talk about who the progressive candidate is. The root word of progressive is progress. And if you ask people who've gone through the Hope Center, if you ask people who've had a chance to experience 1,000 kids coding and a number of other programs that we introduced at the county, that's progress.
Hall Long would not speak with WHYY, but said in a statement that she welcomes, quote, anyone into the race that wants to move Delaware forward. The primary election is September 10th. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barrish, WHYY News.